Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and welcome to the final full moon of 2021, my friends. This is your opportunity to release and let go of everything from 2021. And me, oh my, there's a ton of stuff to let go of. On the same day that the moon becomes full, Venus also starts a backward spin going retrograde for 40 days in the sign of Capricorn. So we're going to explore both of those things during this episode, but let's start with Venus retrograde. Venus is often touted as the planet of love, but she really is so much more than that. She represents relationships of all kinds, so romantic, platonic, business relationships, your relationships with money, and of course, your relationship with yourself. She can also be representative of your values and what you give value to, and she's responsible for your interpretation of beauty. So when Venus is retrograde, often what will happen is that all of these areas will be highlighted in various ways, often through weak spots or pressure points. And that's not to punish you, but to bring those things into the light so that you're able to process and heal them, or alternatively, choose to release them and let them go. I've got a fun Venus retrograde fact for you. This will just be for the astrology nerds. Everyone else will be like, what? Boring. Venus retrograde happens every 18 months. So with a Mercury retrograde, for example, it happens 3 times a year. So it's happening a lot more often. Venus will only start her backward spin every 18 months, and it will only ever happen in 5 signs. They are Gemini, Capricorn, Leo, Aries, and then the last one sort of happens late Libra, early Scorpio. So it can shift depending on which retrograde it is. I just at this point want to come out and say that Venus retrograde will often be spoken about, you know, across socials in the same sort of hyperbolic way that Mercury retrograde is. You'll hear, you know, lots about exes resurfacing, relationships breaking down, warnings not to get married or start a new relationship during a Venus retrograde. None of that stuff is true. I mean, there's always elements of truth to every conspiracy, I use inverted commas, but basically it's just about being aware. Yeah. So if you are getting married during the next 40 days, congratulations. It's going to be amazing. Don't sweat it. If you do meet someone and you start a new relationship again, congratulations. Don't sweat it. Just be aware. What might happen is that underlying issues which need to be addressed in relationships could come to the surface. If the relationship that you're currently in, whether it is romantic, platonic, business, whatever it might be, has no potential, then yes, Venus retrograde might play a part in speeding up its ending. But if your relationship has legs, it will absolutely survive this backward spin. And that is a promise from me to you. This particular retrograde is happening in the sign of Capricorn. It starts on December 19 and it will go until the 29th of January. This means that it's likely that your value systems might come into question. Perhaps your values need to be revisited. Perhaps they will be tested in various ways. Perhaps you need to figure out what your values are and put them into action. like all retrogrades, Venus retrograde is a time for reflection. And in this case, reflecting on your values and your relationships. By understanding yourself better and the lessons that resurface for you within your relationships, you're able to make profound changes moving forward. And that is such a gift. My advice is to use this time to reflect on your own self-worth. If you're feeling triggered in relationships, ask yourself where the trigger has stemmed from and work on healing the original wound rather than creating a new one. Capricorn, the earthy, practical, and strategic sign, is encouraging you to draw on its energy when it comes to dealing with whatever gets stirred up under this retrograde. That means taking responsibility for yourself and your actions. Instead of focusing on what's going on externally, shine the spotlight on yourself and ask, what can I do differently? Another notable mention about this Venus retrograde is that the planet Pluto is playing pretty damn close, and it will have an effect on how this Venus retrograde plays out. Pluto is the planet of power and transformation. It could highlight power struggles within your relationships, or perhaps a little nudge to tell you that you need to stand in your own power in order to stay aligned with your values. Okay, so that is your Venus retrograde info. Let's have a look at the Gemini full moon. The Gemini full moon will take place on Sunday, December 19 at 3:35 p.m. in Sydney, 4:35 a.m. in London, and on Saturday, December 18 at 11:35 p.m. in New York. Okay, so anything you read up about this moon will speak of its harmonious aspect to the planet Jupiter. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion and abundance. It's thought that its influence over this Gemini full moon will bring with it luck, harmony, and love. What is likely to happen is that the expansive nature of Jupiter will bring gifts to whatever is highlighted for you during this full moon. Whatever surfaces, allow yourself to expand into its potential. So let's have a look at the energy of Gemini. It is the twins, of course, and there are so many different ways to have a look at them. I feel with this Gemini full moon, it's asking us to view the twins as the physical body and the spiritual soul and the synergy between the two, because together they make us whole. And it's likely that at moments throughout 2021, you felt a disconnection between the physical body and your own spirituality. Or perhaps it's the opposite. Perhaps you felt more of a connection than ever. Either way, both bodies are likely to be stirred during this full moon. And think about what a gift that can be with Jupiter's influence in the mix. Gemini is also about the polarities and embracing them as a whole. The light and the shadow, fear and faith, hot and cold, highs and lows. One of Gemini's greatest abilities is to embody these polarities and balance them. Trust the fusing of polarities under this full moon. Polarities are part of the natural order of things. Together, they form a completeness. The mantra for Gemini is I think. And I want you to be aware, especially because a Gemini full moon takes place in Sagittarius season, that thinking and believing are two very different things. I want you to think about what thoughts are just thoughts and what thoughts are forming your beliefs. Because during Sagittarius season, we were asked to believe without a shadow of a doubt. Gemini is asking you to filter through the thoughts and only choose to entertain the ones that are true to you. Because if we start to entertain the ones that are false, that are fake, that are not aligned with us, that's when they begin to transform into our beliefs. Gemini is an air sign and operates through the mind. So if you are prone to overthinking, I know I am, then try and calm the mind as best you can by allowing yourself to release any thoughts that aren't serving you or are untrue for you, and instead bring your awareness to how you feel. Trust that this full moon and the planetary influences of Jupiter and Venus and Pluto are accelerating what has always been in your highest interest, even if it doesn't appear that way at first glance. Okay, let's have a look at some ways that we can work with this Gemini full moon. Be the mirror and observe your reflection. The twins can also be viewed as the reflection of the one person. So if you see something in another that irks you, is it because you're seeing yourself in them? But also be the reflection of what someone is offering you. So if someone is speaking, listen. If someone is giving, receive. Get it? Communicate clearly. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. And Mercury is one savvy communicator, but communication goes two ways. So ensure your words are clear, but also that they're being received as intended. Socialize if it makes you feel good. It is the silly season, but if socializing is not feeling nourishing for you, then by all means, retreat. Gemini is the social sign of the zodiac, but the interactions need to feel uplifting and nourishing. If they don't, then take time during this full moon to get curious about self. Because it is a full moon, it is definitely time to release and let go. And like I said, it's the final full moon of the year. So you want to clear out everything that you don't want to take into 2022 with you. Words are super powerful when Gemini is involved. So don't just think about what you want to release. Put pen to paper or say the words out loud. If you're not sure how, you can join me as a Lunar Lover member and take part in this moon's Gemini online moon circle. You also get access to journal full moon prompts. We've got a beautiful Gemini yin class run by the beautiful Beck Russell. There's a whole library of guided meditations. This moon's guided meditation is an expansive meditation narrated and written by the beautiful Laura Kelly. And when you become a Lunar Lover member, you get access to all of those things, plus a ton of other moon goodies. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Just another little reminder that my online 8-week course, Manifest Who You Are, kicks off on the 23rd of January. That course is an 8-week course. It teaches you everything you need to know to manifest exactly what you want. But in order to manifest what you want, you need to first acknowledge that you manifest who you are. There is an early bird pricing available until December 17. That's this Friday. So if you are keen to join me for that program, you'll want to hop on board this week. All of the details for that are also included in the show notes of this episode, or head to jordanalevine.com for more information. All right, the next moon will be in 2022. Oh me, oh my. It is a Capricorn new moon. In the next episode of Lunar Love, the podcast, we will be exploring Capricorn season and the Capricorn new moon. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I like to talk wordy. introducing my new podcast series aimed at bookworms, aspiring writers, and lovers of good prose. Talk Wordy to Me is the book podcast that is not for the literary snobs of this world, but rather ordinary folk like you and me that just want a bloody good book to read. Each week, I chat to your favourite best-selling authors about everything from what they did before they called themselves a writer.
My most notorious casual job was I was a video editor for an adult film company. So I edited porn. I was actually an early draft of what would become The Nowhere Child. I just was writing in the edit suite.
To the lengths they'll go to get the story.
I'm so glad you loved that bit because I remember when it happened. As a writer, you'll also appreciate this. You experience things, and yet as you're experiencing them, as a writer, the writer part of your brain is always like, you must write that down. That's a really good part of the story. It's a really good exchange or whatever. And as it was happening, I was feeling all of those sensations so strongly that I was like, this is a fucking great scene.
We chat about your favourite fiction books, non-fiction, memoirs, personal development and self-help books, and yeah, we even have a conversation about sex.
I literally just start with the basics. We're talking about oral sex. We're talking about hand play. We're talking about body exploration and different erogenous zones. And people can take what they want from that and develop from there.
You'll also get a bunch of book recommendations based on what's sitting on the bedside table of your favourite authors and some well-known faces, or should I say voices, chat to me about their favourite book of all time.
What I thought was so interesting when I asked you to come on the podcast and talk to me about your favourite book, I don't know if you remember what your response was. Do you remember what you said to me?
No. What did I say?
You said, would it be really basic bitch of me to talk about The Alchemist? Which is so funny because I don't think it's a basic bitch book.
I feel like it's a beginner's guide to spirituality and, like, discovering that side of yourself. Like, it's like that's the go-to book. So maybe that's what I more meant by a basic bitch.
And if that's not enough to whet your wordy appetite, you'll also get a mini episode each week with a bunch of book reviews to fill up your summer reading list. Join me, Jordana Levine, author, journalist, bookworm, and chatty Gemini, every Tuesday and Friday, and get ready to talk wordy to me.
I still love hearing that best-selling author, you know, never in my wildest dreams.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.